Hello and welcome to Free Speech with CR. I'm the host, Molly Blakemore, and I'm joined with my co-host, Dr. Keith Blammer.
Molly, it's great to be back with you. It's, you know, after a whole month away from this table, I kind of miss it. So it's good to have new guests today. And I would like our guests to introduce themselves. I'd like to start with the faculty member, please.
Hello, I'm Kendra Yimaraib, and I teach English and adult and community education for Kala Zebabadwas. I have over 20 years experience teaching English and C2ESL in Spain and Seville. I have my master's in fine arts in creative writing, and so a particular interest to this podcast today because we'll be talking about our CR portal.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Ishika Sidhu, and I am the Maestra in Lulayeska, and one of the founders of the CR Comco, and it's a pleasure for inviting us and having an opportunity to talk about the paper a bit more.
Hi, I'm Chetna Sidhu, and I'm also the president of Writers Club and one of the other founders of the CR Comco, and I'm pleased to be there.
Thank you. So here's my first question for you is, why did you want to start the CR Chronicle student newspaper? What was the idea and the rationale behind it?
Do you have to answer or should I?
I can start. Okay. One of the reasons we started it was community. We wanted to have more space for the CR community, not just here on the main campus, but all the other campuses as well, to find that space where everyone is doing and maybe promote all the events from all the different campuses.
Because by multilingual club members, we knew we were doing the language exchange, but a lot of people on the main campus didn't know what that was, and they were interested. So we just wanted to find about plates or format where everyone could find about everything that was going on all the campus.
What do you think?
Yeah, I think that sums it up. But remember when we were like, I wish we knew where all the events were, like a place where we could find out what everything is. And then we're like, oh, we should start a student newspaper. And that's how it began.
Thank you. So I'm wondering, Kendra, why did you want to get this started with the students? And why did you want to be the advisor?
Why I wanted to be the advisor for the writers, because of that. I think in the world right now, we're going through a time of
deep transition. And because of that, I think creativity is a powerful force
to create the world that we want to see. And so I think what, you know, called the Face TV and the Writer's Club. And as far as Debbie's paper goes, I'm just following their lead.
Yeah. Okay.
They have this idea to create more representation among campuses, to put a spotlight in, like downtown and hopefully KT. We got our first mission from KT, an art piece and a column. And hopefully also Wendy Butler spoke with her humble correctional facility students, so how to choose from them. So we'll have all our CR campuses, not only the main campus, what we imagine. I think with Ishika and Chetna, it's just been a real desire to, like you said, create connection, then community, and having writing the platform that happened.
So the Writers Club was already, and then the newspaper came from the Writers Club. Is that right?
The Writers Club was formed last semester, because fall of 25.
We're really new.
It's a new club. So, Moni, what is your dream for the student newspaper? And here's the rationale behind my question: is I do understand that you want to get the word out to other students about what's going on. But I see the student newspaper as, I've wanted this for years, for a long time, not just because it's good for students to learn how to write and to report on, but it's also a way that we can have a separate media piece as part of the institution. Because I see the student newspaper as one that keeps everyone, I'll say this badly, but keeps everyone honest, right? So things are more transparent. And I think your voice is going to be very key to make sure that everything is above board and that if something is of interest to the students, you have access to the administration to ask these hard questions that we need asked so we can communicate better. Now, is that something that you think the newspaper can do?
I would say absolutely. That is something that the newspaper can do. Already, all the campus clubs are utilizing it more, and the staff members are also adding some of their events and input into it. So I do think it is helpful to bring transparency and keep a really honest narrative.
Perfect.
Yeah, sometimes the administration level, we feel that we don't always have the student voice represented, or it's hard for us to find that voice. So the newspaper can help with that too.
Yeah. It just helps us to be able to administrate better, if that's the word, but also it's a way for us to be more transparent about what our thoughts are and also get feedback from students about, okay, what do you think of this? Right. And so we have a lot more voices that aren't usually heard. And I think that's important, especially as the country goes the way the country is going. And inviting more voices to the table is going to be very, very important for us. So that's a big mantle for you both to take on to do that. So I'm also curious. So you're first year students. You'll be done in about a year and a half with us. How do you make sure that you have a succession plan in place so that the newspaper doesn't die when you graduate?
Well, we hope that the club can continue it as a writers club, that it becomes a legacy of our club and that it just is something that the club does. But if there's a way to turn it into a class, I appreciate it.
Okay.
But for now, we just like to work at the club. I'm building a book recommended place.
Do you have an editor, or do you have a structure for that, or is it just the all the suited?
It is our amazing goodbye setup. And then last week,
it be amazing chat. I think we are putting that in place.
Mm-hmm. Good.
The structure is happening. Chat and Nishika launched our first edition in February, and then our second edition was launched. And then we were like, okay, what features do we want to see regularly? What's the system? So it is sustainable. Like, what day I'm putting into in terms of like editing, you know, giving up new space to edit what comes. So we've kind of been crafting the ship as we're sailing in. But I was thinking of, to answer your question, you had a really interesting talk over our last meeting about just the role of having op-eds in the paper, and that's just how culturally op-eds haven't been separate from news. So like, if what you were saying of truth, I think these two are real truth seekers and great at approaching things with curiosity and openness and objectivity. Which I think are powerful journalistic strengths. And then we talked about, like, you know, let's have an off-end page for all of the Kenyans, and then also let's have truth-seeking in our news, which I think it's a distinction as blurry right now in our media.
It is.
It was an interesting talk that we were all sharing our perspective on. Yeah.
That is very interesting that the editorial piece has kind of taken over the news part of our media, and we're seeing silos and corporate takeovers, and so a lot of the voices are getting silenced. Are you talking about that in your club? And this something that inspired you to start the newspaper, or how do you feel about that?
Absolutely, I think it was running the warranties that this it. It was in our mind for a long time, but I think we kept the more than much as well when I had to do it. I mean, it's something that a lot for the campus to add, but also like to be used as a tool for calling and to like hear people's voices and maybe voices that maybe get over how they come.
Not listen to his own shine side. No. Yes, we definitely were thinking about that more than thinking.
How do you find your stories?
Well, we have a theme for each paper.
Oh, you do?
Yeah. So we try to follow that theme and make sure that the whole newspaper represents that certain theme. But that's just probably like a writer thing. Mm-hmm. So
to get us on next time.
Okay, talk about that.
Yeah, for February, it was community because clearly it was that was the reason for the newspaper to be created. It was like community in general. So we made that our theme. And then for March, it was legacy. And we because we were thinking about our own legacy as a newspaper. So, and now I can't spoil the new.
No, fuck you.
But,
oh, but I'm so very curious. But okay, gotcha. Yeah. Okay.
Yes, I can't. We'll have to all look out for the next edition. Yeah.
And it comes out monthly about when?
Well, our deadline to get it done is this Friday. So then.
The 20th. Okay.
Yeah. So then an editing process, you know. Because Benjamin, who recently joined our club, can miss his little newspapers, software and stuff like that. And
his background is his paper editing. We're like very excited to see what he can add to in his paper.
Can you name of the other students that are involved in the newspaper with you?
Yeah, I think there's a student who's usually not here in the morning. Her name's Lizzie. So she's one of those that's writing for the paper this time. And it's also Ishika and then me. And now it's Benjamin. So
you have a staff of four?
Yeah.
It's slowly expanding.
It's slowly expanding.
Staff of two. Okay.
You're right. It was a staff of two, and now it's a staff of four plus the
pro.
That is, actually, that's true.
Yeah, and this could be a plug. If anyone wants to know someone who's interested in taking part in the Writers Club and joining the newspaper, we love.
Or has a story.
Or have the children get that they should
interesting.
Yeah, it would be a great time for the people to contact either myself or Chet.
The Writers Club, can you talk a little bit more about that? That's not strictly just for journalists. It's any kind of writing.
It's when we were starting the Writers Club, the whole purpose of it was just to give people a spot to write. Because sometimes when you're writing alone, it could seem a little bit daunting. But just having a group of people, like regardless of what they're writing, can make people feel more into it and like want to continue writing. We're very open to like academic writing. Like if you're working on an essay and you just want to work with people, there will be a great spot to just get together and just write.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Do you have aspirations for journalism or?
Oh.
No.
No. We actually want to be doctors.
Oh, okay.
So writing is just something we do as a hobby on the side. And I think the Writers Club became a thing because we were trying to hold ourselves accountable and find time to write and not be like untrushy with schoolwork and studying and homework, you know?
And just how you approach Kendra then?
The English department in Chipotle, but a shout out.
Really?
Advisor.
Yeah.
So I'm just now I'm also curious as the advisor, what is your dream for the newspaper and the club? What do you want to see long term?
Great question.
I want to see exactly what it is now, you know, something vibrant, something community-based, something rooted in representation. I think journalism is the source of cultural power. And
would you talk a little bit more about that? Because I think I understand, but I may not. Could you explain that for me?
Well, I just think the way we're approaching it. Okay. Somehow journalism can be an echo chamber where voices, like the voices that are always heard, getting echoed, yes, as put out in certain mainstream culture. And I think our newspaper is an attempt to do something different and to put in the spotlight with it that may not have been heard, put in spotlight students or staff that may not have gotten representation. Like in the legacy issue, the spotlight staff was in the cafeteria back in the kitchen. Like I had never met him before. And it was such a pleasure to see him on the pages, recognized for what he's doing for our students and the care he brings to our students. And so I just feel I'd like to see more of that. Like how do we could bring in more voices,
more staff and faculty that we aren't seeing.
That is such an aspirational goal that is... It's wonderful. It's wonderful. Please.
So our podcast is Free Speech with CR. And so I was wondering if you had any ideas about how journalism and the newspaper relates to free speech and
can help the cause of free speech? Any of you?
Yeah, definitely. We try to keep it open to whatever people believe. And I know we also have a poetry session. And we recently got a submission from a member of SISU, System Impact Student Union. And they were going about derogation and how to let it go. And I think that it was a wonderful piece to add in their Neo Diction, just because it does give voice to someone else's struggles that are universal. So they will connect with other people. But also, it gives a chance of maybe people never experienced it and might have some skin going next to it. Then their lives, oh, these people have just, like us, they just had some problem. But everyone does, you know? And they got open one, and it's a great way to give like free speech and what people are feeling into the gaper.
Yeah, I think the art section does that too.
The art section?
Yeah, there's like you have a short story section, which we've always had to omit because no one submits from stories. But the art pieces do also, they demonstrate each other.
Visual art?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Like, oh, it could be photography. It could be just your own drawings and digital bind. So I do think that that also is an outlet for people to express themselves creatively.
How back to what you said about the
art, I think it's also great visual representation of how your speech is and what other people are seeing, because they're seeing your world, but people might see it differently than that. And they might put that in their art, and it's another point of view that people didn't consider before, but it's a great way to see it.
We hit that.
So please, Kendra.
I was just going to say that I think Hard Escaper, because of which I do she got, it really has a
foundation of kindness. And I don't know if you feel this, and that I even heal it in their responses. And I think that kindness is the quality that kept overlooked. But I had a like hit vital around this free speech issue. Like, if we're rooted in respect and rooted in kindness, it brings back a lot of just human dignity. I was just reflecting, but what you were saying, I think there I bring that to the VR Commodore, and I will like love to see that or not even
more journalism. What does that mean in your mind? What does that look like?
What does kindness in journalism look like?
I think it's about human dignity. I think it's about truths.
I think it's about connection, not sensationalism.
Thank you. Now, here's Fizov. I would like to ask you a hypothetical question. And I don't know if you would expect this question or not. So let's say that the newspaper takes off and you have a staff of 12 versus a staff of 4. Right. And so you're out there gathering stories. And it happens to be a story that you want to write that I may not like. And I would say, would you please squash this story? What would your reaction be?
No, I don't. I respect CR, but I think the students should have a word. And the story should be, I think we could find a compromise here to my story somehow.
What do you think?
I agree with what she's saying. I think that if we're moving, then we can work around it to put everyone and what they believe in it. The model is not earning and worrying. It is just
what how they're viewing the world. I think it is doing that should be worth considering.
As the advisor, I'm curious.
Yeah, we talked about
this. Oh, did you already talk about this? Oh, so you were ready for the question.
Meaning it came up only about the potential for a story not being liked. Yeah. And Benjamin brought the thoughts about the importance of authenticity, that if you're speaking from a place of authenticity, then you can stand beside your team. Yes. And you might not be loved for it, but you can stand by it for its veracity. Authenticity. So yeah, we talked about that, and I loved your take on that, a piece that someone like you're like, I hate the story, like it's a potential for dialogue and like further understanding versus provocation.
You are describing something that we're missing as a country, is how do we dialogue with something we don't agree with? And so now I'm beginning to understand the rationale behind the newspaper, is that you want to bring dialogue back into the lexicon, right? What a wonderful answer. I really appreciate that. That's terrific. It's good. What things can the administration do to support your work, both as students and the advisor, to make sure that your dream continues? What can we do?
I think for also we're struggling with currently is the sustainability.
Would you talk to us a little bit what that means?
Yeah, of course. When we wrote the paper, it was a little smaller in terms of like ages. So it didn't cost us and the club much, especially since it was a Z-Mit club. So with the first launch, it was received very well. And we're very grateful it was and how CRE is taking it. And it was like our vision coming true. So that was like a very nice moment. But then more students and staff and clubs started utilizing it. So we were putting their story in as well. Just because it was a lot of like things that were happening on campus, like the different clubs, the Persimbitari events, to let everyone know what's going on and still want to drop in when they're having their net, which made it like a bit of a bigger issue. So the funding went out. So in terms of the paper, people would love to continue seeing a physical copy just because it's something that they enjoyed the first time and they want to see that continue. But because Rowley's club, the funding's a bit difficult.
Yeah, also the student and like the library archives for the newspapers also with them. And it's like what you said, this political era and life we're living right now, you never know with digital files. So it's always good to have like a paper copy just in case.
You never know what?
That your voice might be censored or that you might, that someone might take the digital version and
alter it.
Yes, or that it could be altered in some way. And so just having like a physical copy in the back is also useful.
Now, I see lots of copies on this on the Eureka campus. So what are you doing to outreach to Del Norte and our KT site or also Eureka downtown? So how do we get those students to know what you're doing and so that they can physically pick up a newspaper?
When the idea started, everything changed. I know she emailed that.
Thank you, Kendra.
She was emailing many people and would like, don't worry, I got it, guys. I'm on it. So we never really had to worry about that. So that's a piece of wonder book. But then we also had 80 copies the first time, which all got taken for the main campus. And the goal was to save some, but a lot of the places on campus really wanted some. So
we were running out. And I know a couple people from the other campuses had to come to the main campus.
Just to get some?
Yeah. So that was a problem. And then like this mic issue, it was very limited due to like funding. So we didn't even have as many as we did last time.
So you had to do another launch party because the paper run low. Was longer, more pages tour. So we have 26 copies.
So now we're learning from our learning, yeah. Yeah. And with this one, we're like, because more people have joined and they had different skills.
Yes. And so we're going to utilize it and see how what people want to work on and what we can do for the paper to make it more sustainable as well as reach everyone, which is the goal.
Thank you. I just want you all three to know that what you're doing is critical, not just to the mission, but to our county, our area, and our country. So don't give up and please get a budget. Let us know what you need and let us do our job to help you find money to make this successful. This is way too important to have it die because you don't have enough pennies or dimes, right? This is very important. Molly, please.
I just have one last question for you. As Yom Kippur, I'm always very curious where you get your news, because I know it's harder and harder to find one place that everyone trusts and reads, and where we all go to get the same stories, and it's very fractured. And so I'm just wondering where it is you consume your news.
For like the campus?
Just you personally.
Yes, what's going on in the world and who you trust to tell you the truth and how you discern that, baby.
What a great question. I'm curious the answer on this one.
Yeah, I've been watching a lot of independent news media. Yeah, because they're not owned by the corporate media. So, and our dad watches like international news. So like he gets like a non-American view of it.
A non-American view?
Yeah, I'm going to say that.
Okay, which is accurate, which is true. That's good. I'm glad you're talking.
Yeah, so independent, where would you find that? And how do you know that it's truly independent?
Well, there are, I think, websites you can go to see, like, what news sources you're watching and if they're doing one side, but how much are they doing on that side? So you can tell. Yeah, and usually grounding helps with that, too.
Yeah.
What does?
It's like ground news. It's like something that you can look at the different articles when we're researching and see what the point of view is like. Is it two to the right or two to the left? And how much, because at my old university, there was there were sisters and they would tell us that you have to know both sides. So I've always grown up trying to find both sides.
That's a good balance. And, that's good.
Yeah. And that the truth lies between us.
Always.
So that's something I've taken with me.
May I suggest a story?
Yeah.
That is, and it's something that you've already talked about, and that is critical thinking skills and how do we educate students, especially coming up to the midterm elections and then the next election, is how do we get people to understand what's truth and what is independent and what's not truth? Right. And so that's a story that I would encourage you to write so we can get all educated about what do we look at as we move forward.
It was a money for India.
Oh, well, that's thank you.
Yeah, I'm excited to dig into it.
I'm excited for you to dig into it. Thank you so much.
Yes. Thank you for joining us. This has been Free Speech with CR, and I'm Molly Blakemore.
And I'm Keith Flamer, and this has been an enjoyable day. Thank you.
Thank you.